when people find out that I volunteer at the Richardson campus, how can you go into that place? How can you be in those buildings? It's, you know, it's creepy. It's, you know, it's scary, probably haunted, you know, all of those stereotypes.
Mark Saglian of Clarence is a volunteer docent at the Richardson Olmsted campus in Buffalo. He also studied and worked in the mental health field. 20 years ago, he started to research his family's history. He spoke to a cousin who told him his second great aunt, Sarah Ann McMullen, also known as Sadie, from the village of Akron, was accused of committing murder on Halloween night in 1890.
She had taken two young girls out onto the middle of the Akron Cement Works trestle, which ran at that time right through the heart of Akron Falls Park. She brought them out into the middle of the trestle, and one by one, she pushed them off of the bridge. The older of the two girls, Nellie Mae Connors, died from a fall. The younger girl actually survived and testified against her in court. Nellie Mae Connors was 8 years old. Delia Brown was age six.
Saglian has conducted extensive research, intrigued about the crime and mental health hospitalization of his great aunts. He learned after a short 3-day trial, McMullen was sent to the Buffalo State Asylum and was diagnosed with a form of epilepsy.
She was committed to the Buffalo State Hospital and remained there for a period of 3 years. William Krause, who was a Buffalo neurologist at the time, who had trained in Paris under Jean-Martin Charcot, came back to Buffalo in 1889. He examined Sadie McMullen in the Erie County Jail and determined rather quickly that she was suffering from a form of epilepsy that she had been actually diagnosed with in Chicago at age five, called temporal lobe epilepsy, or TLE.
His great aunt disappeared after being released from the psych center in August of 1893.
I have a newspaper article from 1898 where the neurologist who testified in her case and treated her while she was in the hospital mentions that she married immediately after her discharge. He had issues with that because he didn't feel that it was a good thing for, you know, for her to get married and to have children of her own, given the family history. In many respects, my aunt, Sarah Ann McMullen, remains an inmate of the asylum. The State Office of Mental Health has a policy that they do not allow relatives, direct descendants, access to mental health records. So, you know, my ability to determine where she went after her discharge plan would tell me what the plan was. I mean, they weren't going to just open up the door and let her walk out.
Due to privacy restrictions and state policy, records are difficult to access. Longtime human rights activist Darby Penny, also the co-author of the book The Lives They Left Behind, involves the Willard State Hospital suitcase exhibits. The state hospital closed back in 1995 in New York's Finger Lakes. That's when staff discovered more than 400 suitcases from former patients. Penny has been working for years with the State Office of Mental Health, asking that ancestors be allowed to access mental health records of interest. Penny would like to see a bill sponsored to change the restrictions for releasing these old records, allowing families to memorialize the lost and end the stigma surrounding mental health stories. Saglian agrees.
I've been struggling for 20 years to find my Aunt Sadie, and I can't find her.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.